as they say, it's all fun and games until someone loses a tooth, and then it's called hockey.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you find the TV on at our place, it's usually tuned to a sporting event. Golf, hockey, tennis, baseball. There's something about watching men hitting objects with sticks that satisfies my inner Viking and keeps me from going out to pillage something, perhaps. Some sports stories make me smile, like the one in which Usain Bolt is strutting down the track after winning yet another race. A cameraman pulls up beside him on a Segway for a close-up. The Segway snags the fence, changes directions quickly, and sweeps Bolt's feet out from under him, depositing him on top of the cameraman. A few years ago, Wayne Gretzky strolled through the Hockey Hall of Fame with his hat pulled down low, incognito. In an area where you can shoot pucks at a target, Wayne grabbed a stick, stepped up, and misfired three times. A young employee walked over and advised Wayne on how to hold his stick properly. That's when Gretzky raised his hat and the young guy realized he was giving advice to the greatest hockey player of all time. Few sports stories make me smile wider than that of Jesse Owens and Lutz Long, which took place in the historic 1936 Summer Berlin Olympics. The grandson of slaves, Jesse Owens grew up in segregated America. He broke world records and rose to stardom, but still had to eat at, quote, blacks-only restaurants and stay at blacks-only hotels. Owens faced constant pressure from those who didn't count a black boy worthy of bearing America's flag. At the Berlin Olympics, Owens won the gold medal in the 100-meter dash, then moved to the long jump, where he met the European champion and prize athlete of Nazi Germany, Lutz Long. Hitler predicted German athletes would dominate the games and prove the superiority of the Aryan race. In the preliminary round, Long set an Olympic record while Owens fouled out on his first two attempts. If Owens failed at his next attempt, he would be eliminated, and Long would almost certainly take the gold. Then the German did the unthinkable. Walking up to Jesse Owens, he introduced himself, then urged Owens to start his third leap a foot behind the rubber mat. Owens followed this advice, qualified, then went on to win the gold medal, with the German coming in second. I never would have won without Lutz's advice, Owens later admitted. After Owens' victory, Long defied Nazi ideology and hugged the American, unafraid of the consequences. The two walked arm in arm around the stadium as Adolf Hitler glared his disapproval. Owens set a record in Berlin, winning 4 gold medals. He later said, "You can melt down all the medals and cups I have won, and they wouldn't be a plating on the 24-carat friendship that I felt for Lutz Long at that moment." Many believe that Long's actions were why he was sent to the front lines. The two friends stayed in touch by mail. In his final letter to Owens, Long wrote, "My heart tells me this is the last letter I shall ever write. Someday find my son and tell him about his father. Tell him, Jesse, what times were like when we were not separated by war. Tell him how things can be between men on this earth. That hour in Berlin when I first spoke to you, when you had your knee upon the ground, I knew that you were in prayer. I know it is not by chance that we came together, and I pray to God that even while it should not be possible for this to reach you ever, these words I write will still be read by you, your brother, Lutz." Soon after, Lutz was killed in action during the Allied invasion of Sicily. Owens later fulfilled his friend's request, meeting Long's son and standing up as best man at his wedding. When faced with difficult choices, may we choose to stand up for what's right, and God will bless us one day for our leap of faith.
At Laugh Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.org and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.